With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
It's time to get rambling with your host of the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast, Nick Pearl. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Nick Pearl. That's my cousin, Eamon. We're going to Texas this weekend.
Yes, we are.
A very impromptu thing. We bought tickets at like 1:30 in the morning, like a month and a half ago, and we never looked back.
No, we didn't.
We're literally going just so Hangman, we could see Hangman win this belt, among
well,
other
that's things. That's not the big time match.
That's not the only reason why we're going, but...
Yeah, we'll go for a day. Day and a half. We'll get there the day of. We're pretty much there a day. Like, we get there at 10, leave 4 the next day.
Yeah, this is probably the craziest thing either of us have ever done.
We'll have a lot of fun.
Oh, it's going to be...
I hope... I mean, this is an all-timer card, so I'm not too worried about how the show is going to go. I just hope that they hit where they need to hit. Like the big, like they got some opportunities to make some really big hits this weekend, and they just need to capitalize on that.
I think they will. I don't see them making any dumb decisions, but
there's one dumb decision they could really make. There's one really dumb one they could make, and I wouldn't put it past.
Don't throw it out there. Why are you even throwing it out there?
I wouldn't put it past them, is what I'm saying. God. We'll get to it.
All right. So let's run down this card. We're going to talk about most of the matches. I mean, there's 8 matches announced right now. I think they're going to add another one.
It looks like we're getting the Ops versus Claudio Yuta and a partner. Any ideas on who you think the partner is going to be?
Well, I wasn't thinking about this until about 20 minutes ago when you said this person, and I agree with you.
I think Hook could be the partner. Let me just throw out a couple names. Hook, maybe Pax back from injury or whatever. Gabe Kidd, where the hell did he go? So those are 3 names I'm thinking, but I think it's going to be Hook. I think he turns against the Ops, and maybe they get to push the narrative that Hangman might lose and give the Death Rider some momentum going into the main event. I give them the Trios titles, give them some momentum.
Didn't they just lose them to the Ops though?
Yeah, but I wouldn't be against if they just gave the Death Rider some momentum going into the main event and gave them the belts.
I mean, the Ops been champions for 3 months, and they haven't defended once, right?
Yeah, they I don't think so. They might have defended them, but they haven't really done anything with them. But, yeah, I could see them. What do you got here? I got the Death Riders winning it.
If Hook's the partner, I have the Death Riders as well. If Hook's not the partner, I have the Ops.
Oh, come on, dude. You can't say it like that. Aren't we, like, having a wager on this?
Do we have to have a wager?
We discussed before that we were possibly going to do a wager. Now you're going to do, if he's in it, then it's this way. It's like, dude, pick a side. That's bullshit.
All right, fine. The Death Riders will win if it's Hook.
Lead the show, Nick. What's up next?
I don't want to talk about the Gauntlet matches yet. Let's talk about the AEW World Tag Team Championships 3-way matchup. And last year was a 3-way matchup as well. But this time you have the family, which is Christian Cage and his son Nick.
It was a 4-way last year.
No, it was a 3-way.
Are you sure? I thought it was a 4-way ladder match.
That was the Trios belt.
Oh, that was the Trios. Okay. Never mind. We're good.
No, tag last year was the Young Bucks, FTR, and the Acclaimed.
Yes. Okay.
This year it's the Hurt Syndicate, Jet Speed and the Patriarchy.
Mm.
I do feel like down the line that Kevin Knight will end up in the Hurt Syndicate at some point,
Yeah,
but
I'm not against that.
not right now. Nick Wayne and Christian Cage will win this match.
Well, I knew it. I knew you're. That's the one I was saying earlier. I knew you're going with them. I'm going with the Hurt Syndicate. I think
Really?
there's still. I think there's a lot of story to tell with MJF still, and I think they're kind of just getting started. They really haven't teased any dissension between them yet. I think Jet Speed has just been presented way too weak for them to win the belts right now. I don't think it. They haven't had a good last couple of weeks, even though I'm a big fan of them. But yeah, give me the Hurt Syndicate.
Yeah, I love Jet Speed too, but now's not their time. Even though the crowd
No.
would go crazy, we would go nuts for them.
Yeah, I think everyone would love it in moment in time, but it's just not the right time right now.
Yeah, and I'm also all for a longer Hurt Syndicate run, but if with the issue you have with them being at the front of the tag division, they're too dominant.
Yeah, that's a thing. Like, if you have them in a competitive match, it'll get criticized because, like, what are these guys having in a competitive match against, like, the likes of like Top Flight or anybody else? Like, they're supposed to go in there and just win quick matches.
So that's why I think Christian's he's gonna weasel his way. Maybe he'll probably pin Kevin Knight.
What
And
if, I
that
mean, this could be just me be throwing out stuff, but I think last I heard he was healthy. What if we get a returning Luchasaurus here?
Oh!
Yeah, I mean that's a threat, but
No,
he's
but
been out
listen to
almost a
me.
year,
If
almost a year
Luchasaurus
now.
comes, oh, you mean Kill Switch?
Oh yeah, he could always turn on the patriarchy, but I
He
don't
could
know.
turn on the Patriarchy and maybe he aligns himself with the Hurt Syndicate.
Oof, who knows, man? But I get that. Yeah, I could see that.
The only reason I'm going with the Patriarchy is because you got the rumors of the new
The
tag title,
father-son
the
titles,
father-son
yeah.
titles. That's the legacy, but whatever they call it. That's the only reason why I'm going with them in this.
I don't know. Maybe this just gets hung up on a wall and they never use it.
Or, hey, it's possible too. Moving on from this matchup, one that, guess what? We're very excited for.
We are very excited for this one, yes.
Well, you don't know which one I'm about to talk about.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. I'm going down. I'm going through the order. It's Adam Cole versus Kyle Fletcher.
Yeah, I knew you were going to talk about that one.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you have that thing.
I'm looking at the card too, bro.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right. You're right. Kyle Fletcher for the win, baby. Let's
Yes,
do it. Let's run that.
sir. Let's
Let's do
crown
it.
him.
If you look at him from 2 years ago, and I'm going to put it on this, though Kyle Fletcher looked like a freaking baby. Two
Dude.
years later, he's insanely jacked.
Looks like an
And he
animal.
looks like an animal main event
Yeah.
level star that you this is what AEW is all about. You need
Yeah.
to build these young guys. And I would say he's the first young talent to take that next step. There's been a bunch of other guys, but I would say he's the first one to take that next step, their
He's
final
the
statement.
first like guy that they yeah like well I'd say MJF, but like
No, but MJF, they were building the company around him in the beginning.
yeah, like this is the guy like while they yeah the first guy that they brought in and built like a homegrown guy. Yeah, no, I mean look, give him 12, 15 minutes, have him dominate the whole match. I'd be fine if you beat him in five. I really just give him a crowd moment, make it a dominant victory, and just the crowd's gonna go crazy for it. It's gonna be a career defining moment for him, 100%.
Moving on to the next matchup. We don't have to talk about that one very much because we know who's going to win. We know. Unless he doesn't.
Unless he doesn't.
Unless he doesn't. Young Bucks versus Swerve Strickland and Will Ospreay. Can they coexist? But the catch with this is if the Young Bucks lose, they are no longer the EVPs of AEW. And if Swerve Strickland and Will Ospreay lose, on the other hand, they are not allowed to challenge for the world title for one full year.
Dude, I have no idea.
So here's what I'm feeling, and I have the Young Bucks winning, even though the more interesting option would be Swerve and Osprey,
I
but
think the more
you're gonna
interesting
see them
option
in
is
the
Young
main event.
Bucks.
You'll see them again in the main
Yeah.
event.
My theory might tie into the main event. I'm also gonna go with the Young Bucks. I think it's more interesting to do. To go the route where they can't challenge, and then because this is like I've heard a lot of people comparing it to when Kota Ibushi and Kenny were in DDT, and it was like They had so much chemistry as a tag team that instead of just going with the singles push, they just pushed them as a tag team and ended up benefiting both of them. So I wouldn't be surprised if they did that here, because I think that'd be interesting. Make up a tag team, then I think Swerve goes on a heel run, and then you could obviously have Ospreay win the title back at Wembley next year when they go back.
That isn't a year. That isn't a year. So you got them going in the tag division. Well, I, on the other hand,
You think he's going to turn heel, Swerve?
no, I don't. Where'd you get that?
Oh.
What made you think that? I didn't
Because
say
I,
that.
because well, no, that's just my guess. I think he could. That's another possibility, I
No,
think.
no heel turn. Swerve's just going to be pissed the hell off. They're both going to be livid. My theory is if they can't challenge for the world title for a full year, what title will they challenge for?
Yeah, they could go
The
for the.
brand new AEW Unified Championship that they
Yeah.
want to be presented as like a main event caliber title. That would be perfect for them to do that. And then in a year, you unify the unified title and the AEW world title.
If you want to have that mean like a world title, then I don't think they should challenge for that.
I mean, I'm totally down to see them as a tag team as well, and you build
Yeah,
them
I think that's the route you would
up. If the
go.
Syndicate wins, that's a crazy match that can main event a pay-per-view.
That's what I'm saying. I think you have a lot more. You could do a lot more with you do the Hurt Syndicate. As a tag one, dude, you could have 6, 7 months of story and then a split up to a build for a big match. Like you could do them versus the Hurt Syndicate, them versus the Young Bucks, them versus FTR. Then you got the Ricochets with the Gates of Agony now. So you could do some stuff
I
with
like
them.
that a lot
The
too.
Golden Lovers are in the company. You got Paragon. Like once, honestly, once the Hurt Syndicate gets free to those titles, tag division is going to be pretty awesome.
And it's
Pretty
not even to
awesome.
say that it's not awesome with them as the champs. They're
No,
so dominant.
you could also put Prochaska in there, Takeshi and Kyle Fletcher. You got Roppongi Vice. You got an exciting tag division. If you want to really put them in there and let them go, because Ospreay will have incredible tag matches.
And wait, we were there for one of the best
We
tag
were there
matches I've
last
ever
year when they
seen
did
at
the
Grand
Grand, yeah,
Slam.
Grand Slam.
Oh, I can't wait. This is gonna be a great
Yeah.
match. And
I'm really, this is like one of the most, this is probably my second most anticipated match of
so going to the first anticipated match of the night,
the night.
the AEW Unified Championship, Kazuchika
Wow.
Okada versus Kenny Omega. Wow, this is what made us buy our tickets, this match.
Where are you going?
Where am I going?
Where are you going here?
Oh, I thought you'd say I'm not going anywhere. I'm sitting down in
Oh,
the
no. I'm saying where you're going in this match. I'm gonna throw out a hot take. I'm going Okada.
You're going Okada?
I think Kenny is definitely the favorite going into this. I think they just say screw it, because I think it depends, because this is definitely like a different story from their story in New Japan. But if you really want to make it like even, because I think what Kenny's up 2-1, it's 2-1-1 in the series.
Something like that, yeah.
So if you want to tie it, you give it to Okada. But I don't really think they're going, I don't even know, I don't think they're going off that story really. So my logic could be completely flawed here, but I'm going Okada.
So I'm gonna go Okada as well.
Wow, I thought you were gonna go Kenny.
I thought about it, but I just changed my mind now because that opens up the opportunity for Hangman versus Kenny Omega.
Yeah, I also was thinking maybe Okada takes off a couple months and then one of Hangman's challengers is Kazuchika Okada, because it makes a lot of sense.
So
Maybe you have him challenge for the world
then Kenny would
title.
have to win. I mean, they really Kenny got the he's gotten the crap kicked out of him the last couple of weeks.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's really like, I'd say he's definitely the favorite going. Like, it's definitely like a 65-35. Like, he's definitely the favorite going into it. But I just have a feeling like, Okada really hasn't lost anything big. This would definitely be the time for him to lose, but you could give it to him and you wouldn't upset anybody.
How many times did Okada lose in AEW? Twice? I'm pretty sure he lost to Brian. Let's look. Wait, I have AEW results. There's a website for this. Did you know this? Brian beat Okada in October 2024. Kyle Fletcher defeated Kazuchika Okada.
Oh, yeah, a lot of those losses came in the seat too, because that's where you can really bag up losses for him. You know what? I think I'm a flop.
Yeah, you know what? Me too.
I'm a
All
flop. I'm going Kenny. I'm
right,
going
I'm
Kenny.
also going Kenny. Look at that. We both convinced each other.
Yeah, here we go.
That's
We're
crazy.
really talking it out on here. Like we have
A lot of logic
we're
going into, there's a lot on the line because we're flying in the AEW Women's World Championship. Toni Storm, the Timeless One, versus Mercedes Moné.
I think this one, like you could flip a coin for this one. Like this one is fig. Maybe some people might have Maybe people think Monet's going to win it more than I do, but I really think they're going to give it to Tony. I think Tony retains. I think you just establish her as like, that's your women's wrestler kind of thing.
You want to hear my crazy theory that I just cooked up?
It's your crazy theory.
So, originally I had Toni Storm winning because I don't like the thought
Her holding all the
of
belts.
her holding the TBS and the
And
AEW.
the, yeah.
I don't like that thought. So I had Toni, but 2 seconds ago, I just thought, you know what? Mercedes is could win depending on who wins the casino gauntlet. Remember what the big time match that was being rumored was? It was Athena versus Mercedes for All In. That's what it was supposed to be. Obviously, Mariah leaving, they had to switch some things up. So you could have Mercedes win this match, have Athena cash in, and take the belt right off of her. So Athena still gets her big moment.
I don't think they'd do it in the same night.
Why not? What's stopping them?
You don't need to, the match is big enough that you don't need to add in that extra crap. Just have them do the match because this isn't like, then this is not going to be the last time they do it. So do it once, get the first match in, and then eventually build down the line to a second one. You don't need to add an
Well,
extra
this is their
BS to
second
have them.
one. This would be their second one.
What, Tony and Mercedes?
No, Mercedes and Athena.
No, I'm saying yeah, but don't have her cash in at the end of the match. It's just like let this match be, and then you could do all that other stuff on like another show. But I don't think they're gonna do it in the same night. That wouldn't make sense. And have they established that it's the Casino Gauntlet's gonna be the same thing that it was last year? Because they haven't made that clear. Like, is it gonna be like a briefcase you cash in, or are you the number one contender?
They changed it. I mean, well, it says for a guaranteed title shot.
Yeah, so maybe it is the same thing. I don't know.
I don't know. So you have, who do you have? You have Tony?
I'm going Tony. Are you going Mercedes?
I'm gonna go Mercedes as much as it pains me, just because of my theory for the women's gauntlet.
I like it.
Then again, no, you know what? That opens up more opportunity because my top two favorites for the women's gauntlet is Chris Statlander and Athena. And that's not in any order. Like, I could
Well,
say
we could. Do
for
you
them
want to
right.
talk about the Gauntlet matches next before the world title?
Yes, that's why I did a transition to the
Oh,
women's.
okay. Yeah. So wait. So right now, wait. Who's your top two women's gauntlet?
Top two in the women's gauntlet is Chris Statlander and Athena. And I guess we could throw a wild card out there too. It's somebody that's
I'd
just
say a returning Jamie Hayter is always a big possibility.
Jamie Hayter could.
You could have a returning Jamie Hayter win it and face the winner. Which I wouldn't be surprised about because it depends on when they plan to have these matches out. Are they going to do it at? I'm assuming that these title matches are going to happen at All Out, so you're going to have like 2 months to build. So you could do Jamie Hayter, and then in the meantime, do a Forbidden Door feud for either of them, or you could have Jamie Hayter go against Tekla or whatever.
That's
But
another pick that could win it. It's Tekla.
yeah, I think if, I'm just throwing out names. Jamie Hayter's safe play. What is it? Statlander and Bane 1 and 2.
There's a lot of options, but it all depends on who wins the world title in the match.
I think Willow and Stat. I really think they're gonna do a blood and guts after the world title match. So I think Willow and Stat are gonna be involved in that. I think the favorites are probably Athena, a returning Jamie Hayter, Megan Bain. And
How about a wild card opportunity? I think Shotzi is going to be there.
yeah, there. Okay, so there are rumors of is Isla Dawn being heavily interested in AEW. She could show up in the match, but I don't know if she's a big enough name.
I mean, you don't know, though. I mean, just because she's a former WWE person and she comes out, that's Isla Dawn! And then she can actually show that she's solid in ring.
Bea Priestley, but she's doing the Stardom version of the
Yeah.
G1, which is exciting. That did you see the field for that, dude? They're really they have a stacked roster. They really
Maybe
do.
we should watch that as well. What about Shayna? When was Shayna?
Oh, Shayna. No, I think she's still.
Damn it.
I think she's
She would have
still.
got a mega pop in this.
Yeah, I think she's still. Yeah, I think she's 90 days.
Damn it.
I mean, if you're talking about MMA girls, this is like a wild throw up, but she's been on Ring of Honor before. Who maybe they just get Ronda Rousey.
Hey, you know,
Hey, honestly, they've
is
had her on
she
Ring
from
of Honor.
Texas? Is she from Texas?
You know what?
I think she, wait a minute, let's look.
Where is Ronda?
Oh, no, she's from California. She's from Cali.
Where does she live?
California. She's in California.
Never mind.
Anyway, she's still a great pick.
All right, hold up. My phone's at 1%. Let me go inside.
Plug it in. Hurry up. So you know what? Now that you said Ronda, you could easily have Ronda Rousey in this gauntlet, Athena, and Billy Starks because the three of them went crazy. And
Yeah.
who is Ronda's partner with that?
Marina.
Marina Shafir. That's another one that could win it. You shouldn't sleep on her because she's big with the Death Riders.
I guess I'm gonna have to do the podcast like this.
That's a
Oh,
crazy
yeah,
one.
no, this works. Okay, this works. This works. Okay, cool.
All right.
All right, we're
So,
back.
final picks for the Women's Casino Gauntlet, Eamon.
Gonna go Jamie Hayter.
You're going Jamie Hayter?
Jamie Hayter.
I'm going Athena.
I like it. All right, men's gauntlet.
Men's, we got our boy. We got our boy,
So
Mystico.
announced for the gauntlet is Mystico,
Mystico.
Briscoe, and MJF. Who else? Let's talk about who we think is going to be in this.
Well, let's just say they could be the only three people to enter this match, and that could be it. And
Yeah,
that's the
they
only
very well
contest.
could be.
The shortest gauntlet ever.
I think we could get returns from Eddie Kingston. We could get returns from.
Darby.
Oh, we could get Brian. Yeah, we could get Darby. We could get Bryan Danielson. You got anybody else?
Any other free agents that are out? They really haven't brought in any big time guys since Josh Alexander, right? So I'm gonna go with the guy that I've been saying for months since they announced this Casino Gauntlet. I got Eddie Kingston.
So you think Eddie Kingston's going to be the next guy to challenge for the world title?
Yes, in either way, you go Eddie versus Mox or Eddie versus Hangman. Both are fantastic matches, and we haven't had Eddie versus Hangman yet in AEW.
Yeah. No, I think MJF versus Hangman's the way to go. Best way to go with things. I think he's going to win it. I think you have him do like a Mark Briscoe feud until September. That's the thing. Everyone's got to do something for Forbidden Door, and then you can move on and then build towards this match you do Hangman MJF it all out in September, and you got 2 months to build to it. I think that's just the direction they're going to go in. I think that's the best direction to go.
So we got some differing thoughts. Now going to the main event. Texas Deathmatch got me insanely hyped for this. I was already excited,
There's going
but
to be a lot of interference.
their second ever Texas Deathmatch. And I like that they're making it this because we know there's going to be interference. So let's just make it an ODQ.
Yeah, that I just make that we know this.
Oh, he died. His phone has died. What are those odds? Who would have thought that his phone would die talking about the main event of this pay-per-view? So I guess I'll just keep on going with this because obviously we both want Hangman Adam Page to win, and that's the way they need to go. The Death Riders story, this is the end. It needs to be the end. We don't need to see any more of Moxley holding this belt hostage. If you're gonna have the belt get taken out of that briefcase on the biggest stage possible, it needs to be here. Everybody's gonna go crazy. You're gonna have tons of run-ins. You're gonna have the Bucks. You're gonna have Swerve and Ospreay. You're gonna have the Ops. You're gonna have Bryan Danielson. You're gonna have Darby. I think Darby and Sting are gonna be the last people to come out. Maybe not Sting, but definitely Darby. And that is gonna be the icing on the cake. Moxley loses, Hangman wins, and then everybody that's in the ring celebrating with him can be his. Can be any of them could be the first challenger to this belt. It could be Darby. It could be Eddie Kingston, who I assume is winning the gauntlet. It could be Swerve. It could be Ospreay if they beat the Bucks. It all depends. But just the dynamic of Hangman and Swerve coming out to help him, Darby Allin and Sting coming back. This is going to be one of the most overbooked things that you've ever seen in any wrestling show. It's going to be more shenanigans in this than WrestleMania 40. I'm so high. They need to make the right call. And look who has returned to the Zoom call. What a frick is he? His phone died again. This guy, what a frick. Hangman's got to take this. And if he doesn't, you got 20,000 plus people leaving their biggest show of the year pissed. And you don't want that. The fact that they're having They're having an after party in the parking lot right after the show ends. You would think that people will want to celebrate something big happening. So all the signs point to Hangman winning the belt back and finally getting that run that he should have had before Punk screwed around. It needs to be. Hangman is the main character of AEW, and he's always been the main character of this company. This just cements his legacy as their top dog. And you have other guys that are obviously top of the line, but Hangman is who everybody is behind right now. They did such a great job at putting him in this spot. And if we get anything other than Hangman winning, I'm not gonna. I've only left a wrestling show mad once, and that's when Athena beat Willow at Ring of Honor, Death Before Dishonor. That should not have been. And now Athena's been champion for the longest time. And who's even going to beat her? Probably Thunder Rosa. Athena's probably dropping the belt at the Ring of Honor show the night before All In. So that's why I have Athena winning the gauntlet to move into the world title picture of AEW. But let's hope and pray that they make the right decision here. Hangman Adam Page needs to win this. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. With all that being said, those are our predictions for AEW All in Texas. We are flying in Saturday at like 7:30 in the morning is our flight from New York. We'll get there around 10:20 a.m. Texas time. We then have to take like a 20-minute Uber to the hotel, which is then like a 5 or 10 minute walk to the show. So if everything all works out, timing needs to be perfect here. The 0 hour starts at 12. We should be getting there by 12. So let's hope it all works out. We're going to see some bull riding after the show. We're going to get some dang good barbecue. I cannot wait. Oh, we're going to have a great time. But I've been your host, Nick Pearl. That was my cousin, Eamon, who's taking the trip out with me, but his phone died. Why he would do a podcast and not have his phone plugged in is beyond me, but he did it. But it's okay because we had some expert analysis from the one and only Eamon. So I guess I'll catch you guys on the other side. Let's keep rambling, everybody.